We will start recording now. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Indie Corner Radio. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and I'm here with my special guest, Destiny Soria. How are you doing, Destiny?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while since we chatted on the, you know, on a show. I think, was it All About Acting was the last one we did, I think?
Yeah, gosh, how many years was that?
Oh, wow. It felt like a while. But I've also interviewed you, I think, for Frights of the Round Table as well or something.
Yes.
I've done more than one interview with you.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. So it's like, I think, the third or fourth. So, which is awesome. You know, I'm excited. You know, it's always great to talk to you.
Yeah. I know it's been a while.
Yeah, for sure. You know, because we've also, like, I guess we've communicated period, like, throughout whatever, you know, about all the stuff that you've been up to and everything. So let's take it back to how did you get into acting?
How did I get to it? Oh gosh. It's so embarrassing, but I don't care. So 2008, it was so stupid. It was at a bar and grill, and I was like, I don't know. I guess a couple of people didn't like the way I looked or dressed or whatever. And I got attacked. I was a victim of a hate crime. And I tried, you know, taking it to court and stuff like that, because I have learning disability. And so it was really hard to understand how the court system is. And so it didn't go well. But I was the type of person, like, you know, I believe in a higher being. I believe in God. I believe in, like, spiritual stuff, and I just believe that, you know, I won't do anything, but God will help me. God will protect me from those who have done wrong, and, you know, punish those who done wrong. So I just let it go and let them be. I don't even remember what they look like or anything, but that time when I got attacked, I started to stay home, because I didn't want to deal with anything or anyone. And one of the things my best friend got me into was Twilight. And I saw during that time I saw Twilight, the trailer for it, and I thought it was really interesting. And I was into, like, vampires and all that stuff, like horror stuff. It wasn't really horror, but it's still a vampire, you know?
Right. It wasn't a horror, but it was horror.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And then so I got all into the books. It made me happy. I started being a Twihard fan. And
you were a Twihard fan?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. That's
and
funny.
I'm excited because I heard that they're actually finally making the other, the last book. So I'm really excited. So I still have all my Twilight stuff. I just put it away. But now that's back, I'm like, I'm going to be a Twihard fan again.
Aww.
When the movie came out, I watched it, and Robert, when he was on, you know, the scene on the screen, I was like, I want to be an actress. Like, seeing him made me want to be an actress. The way he acts and stuff, it's just, I don't know, to me, he was really good. Like, there was something about him that made me want to be like him. And now he's making all these great, amazing, crazy movies, and he's just a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started acting 2009. Once I healed and got myself to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to go out and see how I can do this. And so I went to classes. I kind of went to one that was a scam. And of course, you're going to get into something that's not even real. You know, we make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So I got into acting classes, and then I started, you know, getting into a lot of student films, just trying to get my hands on anything that can help me build my resume, you know, my experience on set and a reel. And yeah, I absolutely love it. The acting classes helped me out a lot, because I do have speech disorder. Like, I have a problem speaking. I have problem memorizing things, but acting saved me. It saved me from being so, like, in a dark place. And off and on, I get into that because of, like, I have depression and all crazy stuff that's, you know, I have mental health problems. And, you know, it helped me speak better. It helped me memorize. Sometimes I will, like, have a hard time pronouncing it, but it just helped me out a lot. It made me really, really happy. And I finally, you know, got into the things I really want to do, and I finally do have my own production company that I started 4 years ago, and now I have this like big project film I'm working on, which was a short film. Now it's a feature film now, and I'm doing the script, finishing up the script this month, and it's Christmas slasher. So I was like really excited, and I got like well known people on it. So yeah, I was like, yeah.
That's great. I've never heard anybody like so far in, you know, doing this these shows or whatever that have actually said that Twilight inspired them to, you know, it's not normal, but it's that's great. That's your story.
Well, because I'm not normal. I'm not a normal person. I'm really odd. And I love the way I am. You know, sometimes it's hard because it's hard to speak to people. I'm not a people person because I'm out there.
Right.
Different species.
Well, you go by the nickname Lone Wolf and everything. Is there a particular reason you decided to do that?
Because I'm not a people person. the way I am and the way I talk and the disabilities I have, it's really hard to communicate with people. And I can feel like they don't like me, the way they look at me. I can tell that they're judging me without them saying anything. And it's really hard. And I'm a lone wolf. I like to be alone.
Those are the type of people you don't need to be friends with.
No, I tend to cut them out. But I don't know. It's just, it's really hard to be like, be around people because I've been picked on all my life, of course, and then getting attacked. It's really hard to trust somebody, even if I don't know if they're like, okay, are you a good person or a bad person? Like, it's hard until it's like too late, or okay, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I'm not very good at being, you know, speaking to people. Even if I try, then I feel like they're just judging.
Well, what's the first big project that you've been attached to?
Acting wise or filmmaker?
Acting wise first.
Acting wise, my biggest one I really, really liked, like the one I was really proud was it's the one with Bobby Lee. I had like a role with Bobby Lee, and that was like a big one for me because he was like one of my characters, my favorite characters on Mad TV. Yeah, he's on Mad TV. He's on that TV. He's a big, big guy, and he was like one of my favorite characters on there. And they gave me a speaking part with him, and that was What Happened. And that actually was my first like big thing. I moved to California. When was it? 2013. I moved to California, and not even a month in, I got that part. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, you know. So was it really quick getting the part, or was it like, you know, or did it take some time in California before, you know, you started getting stuff?
No, actually, before I started moving to California, I started submitting for a lot of things, and that was one of them. And they were like looking for, you know, party girls, extras, and stuff like that. And I was like, well, might as well do it, you know, might as well get in there. And when I got in there, the director picked me as one of the feature part, and then I was there on there for like maybe almost like a, I think it was like a week shoot, almost like 2 or 3 days of working on it. And then like, I don't know, the last day I just asked like, hey, can I have a speaking part, just like out of the blue? And they're like, yeah, you know, you're gonna have a line with Bobby Lee. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, we already had it all ready for you. I was like, oh my god, cool, because I was like the dream girl of one of the guys who is actually my friend on Facebook, and we did another music video together. So that was cool. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Did you meet him on set? Is that how you guys became friends?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's great because that's the best thing about being in films and doing the film stuff is the networking. Yeah. Everybody kind of, you know, that's the big thing. Like, you know, if you're there,
important thing to do is social networking, especially events. Go to those, like, get, push yourself out there, like, go to these special, you know, these events and these social networking events, because it does help. It does help a lot.
So you've been to a few of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's really cool. I mean, now that I'm living in LA, it's been sort of, I guess, sort of, I don't know, the things have been pretty good, you know, so far. I can't complain, you yeah. know. We were supposed to meet up and go to Sonic that one day and everything. Yeah. And
I was upset because what happened?
I think there was like family stuff that was going on or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fine, you know. I was just happy that, you know, that we had, you know, that we were planning that or whatever. So that means next time you come out, we'll have to hang out, you know.
Well, I'll be there next month if everything is open or
whatever. Yeah, that's the bad thing about right now, you know. Yeah,
they lifted, because I know after June 1st, some things will be open. So I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go camp. I'm actually only like just doing camping out. I'm not like doing a lot of hanging out with people. 6 feet away. we'll hang out 6 feet away with our masks on.
Definitely. It's gotta be weird nowadays, like filming stuff in this time. You know, if you ever try to film something, like I see a lot of posts about people like you know, talking about how they're actually like complying to social distancing thing. I'm like, how does that work for a horror film? You know, like you can't social distance somebody stabbing somebody, you know, or whatever.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of like the Zoom thing that they're putting in movies now, but yeah, I'm like, how are you guys doing that? That's kind of like, I think to me, that's really stressful. I don't think that'll work. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess if you got a really good editor, you can make it all work, but
green screen.
You know, the thing that really sort of annoys me with it is like, that's going to become a thing for a while. You know, we're going to see a lot of movies that get made that are going to be like, you know, you can tell they're made from Zoom, you know, and stuff, which is, I mean, it is what it is, but it's also kind of like, it's going to get really fast pretty quickly, you know, like it's going to get old pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to wait until this is all over to finish my film, because I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm just going to wait until this is all over with and then start back on filming.
You can't imagine asking Nicholas Brendan to do a Zoom meeting with Zoom.
Do a Zoom meeting, Nicholas.
Do a Zoom shoot, you know, yeah. with me. That's funny. Yeah. Weird. But that's what's going on a lot. And I mean, that's fine if that's like,
what they can do.
That's all they can do right now, you know, and everything. And that actually people are, you know, complying to this. The ones I don't like is, I'm pretty sure there are people that are just avoiding the whole thing and just shooting anyway and not social distancing and everything. And I think those are going to be the shoots that get in some trouble.
Yeah. I don't think that's very bright right now to do all that. That's not bright.
It's not bright. Nope, not at all.
No, I'm like, no. Because I know I have another horror, I'm a vampire in a horror Christmas film, and they want to film in August, and I'm like, I don't know.
Sure. All my shoots that I was planning, like I was planning to shoot a bunch of stuff this year, all but one have been pushed. The one that I'm planning to shoot in LA, you know, later this year, that has been kept because it's just, you know, it doesn't have to be a certain time. We don't have a time set for it yet. So, and we're just going to wait till, you know, we hear that things, you know, people are allowed to do stuff or whatever. And then, you know, once everything's open and ready and able to do, we'll shoot it. But it's not everything else. I've just pushed till next year anyway, because, you know, it gives us more time to prep and
yeah,
get ready anyway. So,
yeah. I'm like and, that too. Well, yeah. I need to like shoot it. Well, when this is all over, but I'm trying to get a budget since it's going to be a feature film. So I'm like, whenever, whenever this is all done, we're ready to go. Cause I have like all locations down. Like I have the locations ready to go and stuff.
Well, the beauty of, you know, right now having this stuff is like, there is more time to prep. There's more time to prepare. There's more time to get a budget together and to look for investors and, you know, things like that. You can't do like, you can't meet at Starbucks, you know, with your investor, you know, yeah. There's like none of that. Yeah. But you can do a Zoom meeting with an investor, or you can do something, Skype meeting, whatever, or, you know, just chat on email with people.
Yeah.
So thank God for the internet, because, you know,
we'll be doomed. I swear we will be doomed. I'm like, how they do it back then?
I know. Yeah. Seriously. Like, how do they deal with like the plague back in the day? That would be so boring. You know?
Like super, like how did they manage all that back then?
I guess they read a lot, because, you know, books were around. That's pretty much all people did. Nowadays, people just watch TV and play games with each other. You know?
I'm like, no, I'm still pushing out Christmas Slasher. I'm still like doing photo shoots, social distance photo shoots. I'm like, I'm doing a lot of things.
Are you telling your photographers stay 6 feet away?
Yeah, like, hey, stay over there.
and wear a mask. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's like, outside it's fine. I don't know why people need to wear, I mean, if it's like kind of like, you know, close to, yeah, I understand wearing a mask, but you don't need to wear a mask in the car. You don't need to wear your mask in the car. You know, you're gonna kill yourself if you do that. I mean, there's no point in wearing it in the car. That doesn't make any sense. So you pretty, yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, it's like,
I see people wearing them in the car.
I do too, and I'm like, why? Who else is in the car with you?
Nobody is in the car while they're wearing the mask, and it makes no sense. You don't need to do that. But people, you know, whatever. Hey, if it makes them feel safe, I say do it. You know, it's just a little weird looking over. You know, you're driving down the road and you look over to your, you know, the next car, and the guy's got a mask on, and they just like look at you. You're like, oh God, you know. Like, horror films have warned us about masks, you know. Right. Jason wore a mask before we all did.
Yeah. So. But he had holes in them.
I know. Like, his mask would not work.
I mean, he's dead anyway, so. He can't breathe.
I mean, he might, you know, he's supposed to be being brought back to life at some point after their lawsuit, because you know about that, right? You know, they're right now, Friday the 13th is in a big, huge lawsuit.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the specifics, so I can't really like go into like everything, but what I've understood is that the main guy who created Friday the 13th, the writer, Victor Miller, it was suing the company for not paying him for basically all the other films that they've done or whatever. And the fact is now Victor Miller owns the rights back to Friday the 13th, and so they're trying their hardest to get that back, you know. That's from what I've understood. So that's like the short version of it. There's if you go online on like YouTube, you can find a lot of information about it, because it actually affected that video game that they made, the Friday the 13th video game. Mm-hmm. Nobody can play that game anymore or something, or like online, because Friday the 13th is in a, you know, law thing.
I remember that game, and I was like, what's going on with the game? And then like nothing,
kind of disappeared. Yeah. And that was because of court. So it did look cool, and it pissed off a lot of people, including the makers of the game, because they lost a lot of money on that.
They worked hard on that game.
Yep. And because of that, also there's a lot of fan films, you know, being made or whatever, and that's like they're not, I guess they're not trying to sue the fan films. Like they, sometimes they send like cease and desist letters to fan films and stuff, but yeah. They're just not trying to even do that anymore because like nobody knows who owns the, like technically Victor Miller owns the rights right now, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they're contesting it back in court and until, you know, it'll go on for a while and then hopefully they'll decide what they want to do with the franchise. You know, the same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. The Wes Craven's estate owns Nightmare on Elm Street. So, so hopefully something will happen with it. Who knows? But I guess that's going to be all after, you know, this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause everything's on hold, which is pain in the butt.
It is. Because like some films have even started and they had to stop filming, like the Batman that Rob Pattinson is in, you know, that had to actually stop production right now. And so they're, you know, they've got to wait until all of this is over. Then he can be the Batman again, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of confused though, because like he said that he doesn't want to work out.
Yeah. I don't really want to get into that because there's like people that are on both sides of the thing. And I mean, my particular thing is if you have a job and that's one of the requirements is to look the way that you looked before, you know, you want to keep that in that shape, you know, that you were right before filming, you know what I mean?
But is it because is it saying that he doesn't want to work at a gym because he can work at home?
No. He's getting his trainer comes and works with him at his home and stuff. The idea is that he just doesn't want to have to work out just because I don't.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to, you know, it's whatever. He said what he said. He, you know, whether or not it was out of context or whether or not, you know, it was what he truly believes, that's up to him. I mean, I don't, you know, dislike the dude because of what he said. I just think, you know, if you get paid to do a movie, you know,
yeah, I should follow. I mean?
You should probably keep, especially if you already shot and you look the same.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm having. Well, I need to talk to him about it. I have a cast for a Christmas slasher. He was about to work out. He's like, I might be different. I'm like, oh no, I don't think I want you to work out right now because you're doing my film and I need you to look the same.
Like, was he doing it for another film?
No.
So he was just doing it for his own, like, health or something?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to look different, he needs to, and he's going to reshoot some stuff, he needs to, that needs to be put on hold, unfortunately. But
yeah, because, like, I can't have him looking different. And I'm like, I can't have you guys, like, don't change. Don't look different, because then it's, like, too much. Like, you can't do that. You have to, like, stay the same. But since we're doing a feature film and I have to start all over again with some of the scenes because I have had unprofessional people ruin it, so I'm like, well, scratch that out and just redo all of it. And so that's what I have to do. The Minnesota clips are great, like I'm keeping those for the feature film, but the ones down here were just bad. I was so upset with these people.
Oh
yeah, I had two people. This is stupid. When you're on the day you're shooting, you don't drink before we start shooting or during.
Oh, no.
They're like, well, our call time was 3. Yeah, you're here at 3, and you have a beer in your hand.
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
No, it's not. And then they try to blame it, and then they try to act like childish people. So I was like, okay, bye. Go. Get out of my – you're not working with me anymore.
Yeah.
So I had to trash. I don't want none of their names on my film, so I had to trash everything.
Oh, that sucks.
And then they ruined the footage. Like, they had a time frame stamp, I think it was called, on it. Can't do nothing with that. So I was like, well, that's just going to do it again. Do it better.
Get
some people from Minnesota in, because they're amazing up there. So I'm getting those people in, because it was ridiculous that I had to deal with that. Yeah, it was crazy. But
what was it like working with Nicholas?
Oh my God, he's just like me. We're crazy. He's amazing. He's awesome. Yeah, me and him have the same disability, and we are, you know, we feel other people's auras and stuff like that. What is it called? Empathy? Oh, I can't pronounce
empathy.
It. Empathy, yeah.
Yeah.
He was awesome. Like, it was great. We did good. He's just a cool person. Like, he's very talented. And I was so happy to have him on board. Like, he was my mom's and my favorite character on Buffy.
Yeah, totally.
We loved him to death. Like, we had a big crush on him. And
aww.
Mom, I'm going to see if I can get this guy on here. I was the one to get a hold of him and his manager and stuff like that. And the next day, they're like, yeah, we're down. I'm like, is it okay? Like, you know, discuss, like, what can I, you know, what he needs and if he can do this for this rate and da-da-da-da. And it worked out perfectly. And that's for my mom. Like, it's a tribute to my mom that I brought him on board.
That's awesome.
And down to work more with me. So I'm like, yes, let's do this. Let's make a feature film.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited because I know what it started out as a short or something.
Yeah, it was a short, and then I'm like, I want a feature film because there's more opportunity for a feature film, and I've been getting a lot of people like, you need to do this a feature film because we can help you with that. And right. So now we're doing the teaser to send it to those people and see if they can help with the budget. Either way, it's gonna happen. I mean, I've been working my ass off, and I'm blessed, and I'm humble and honored, and I have love and support, you know, from mm-hmm. everybody. And I just believe in a higher being, and I'm just like, let's do this. Let's make a movie. I got this. Even if I don't have somebody else giving me money, I make it myself.
That is awesome. Well, no, what I really like is that because short films you can't really do a lot with, you know, you can only take them to festivals or you can put them into an anthology. There's only two things, or you can put them on YouTube for free, but there's like really nothing much else you can do with a short. You can't really sell a short, you know, or whatever. So a feature film, you can definitely sell. There's a lot more potential. And then, you know, if you made it as a short and then expanded it into a feature, you can also sort of put the short film, like the original short, in there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's why I was like, dude, just do a feature film. Like, half of it's already crap anyways because of these unprofessional people goofing it up. And then I already have the footage to make a teaser. Just this, you know, I have a couple people working on the teaser right now. Send it to somebody. Be like, hey, we want to make a feature film. And it goes from there, you know?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and it's really sad because, like, so-called friends are not friends if they're going to put you down and tell you you're not going to go anywhere with it.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I had a couple people come to me and tell me that. I don't know, I can't believe you're doing a feature film. It's not going to go anywhere. You're not a well-known person.
Wait,
like,
wait, while they were supposed to be working with you?
Yeah, and my friend. And my friend. They were helping me with the film, and then they were like one of my crew members, and then they're just like, they were just putting me down, and I was like, wow, you're not a friend. Oh, I'm disagreeing with you. Like, what do you mean disagreeing with me? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, half of it's ruined. I'm going to do a feature film. I'd rather do a feature film, and I don't understand why you're putting me down. You're like,
You're not behind me on that. Like,
yeah, I'm like, you helped me out with this, and then you're like, oh, you're not a, you know, you have nothing under your belt. This is like a lot of nonsense. And I'm like, I do have stuff on my belt, but I don't care if I'm not famous or not. It's not about being famous. It's about being, having something passionate you love and working on it and being happy. This is nothing to do with like, being famous. I'm not here. I don't care to be famous. That's why I'm like, no, I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I love it. It makes me happy. This is my dream, my goals, and it helped me become who I am. And I'm not going to have somebody put me down on something that I'm passionate about and love. No, sorry. It's not going to work like that.
Right. No.
I do what I want, and I'm doing it, and no one's going to stop me. The only person that's going to stop me is myself, and I'm not doing that because I've been doing great. I mean, you've seen my, you know, I've been in magazines. I got two magazines I'm on the cover of. I've done a lot of articles, broadcasting, interviews with Christmas Asher. I got four well-known famous people on my short film, and it didn't even costs billions and millions of dollars for.
Right, exactly.
You need millions and billions of dollars to make a feature film. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Not these days, for sure. You only need, I mean, hell, I've seen people make movies on $500 budgets, you know, and shit. So, I mean, that's, it's up to, you know, and to me, honestly, it's awesome to be able to go out there and make your own fucking movie. So I applaud you on that. And I, you know, I always stood by you when I heard it was a short. I was like, oh, awesome, you're making a short. You know, right? That's usually that's the stepping stone people go for when they're directing, right? You know, or whatever. They're gonna make shorts, then eventually they do features and stuff. And then so like with my thing, I was doing a lot of shorts, and then eventually I turned a lot of those shorts into a feature. You know, I did an anthology and stuff, so I turned them into a feature. But you know, a lot of people start out making shorts because that's, you know, whatever. And then you're here, you're making a short, but you're like, fuck this, I'm going to make it into a feature. And I applauded you for that because I always felt like Christmas last year sounded more like it would be a feature than
it needed to be a feature. Like I've done a lot of short films. Like I have Wolf Trap on Amazon. That was just a cheesy little short film I did, but I mean, I'm getting a little money every month from it, from Amazon.
Nice.
I've done short films. I've done music videos. So I'm just like, I'm going to do a feature film.
Whatever. I'm not getting any money off of the freaking one I did.
Which one is yours?
Scary Story Slumber Party. I've never, it's a distributor, and the distributor's never given me a cent. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. So just get ready. Like, you got to make some certain deals, and you got to be careful who you choose as a distributor because.
Tell me later who it is, so I don't go to them.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to say them on here. You know, but.
Later.
But they don't. As far as I know, they haven't done anything in a while. So maybe they just left the business or something. I don't know. But
I have a lot of like research. Like I have good people who help me out, so I want to make sure that I don't get screwed over at all with that.
No, definitely, and you shouldn't. There's a lot of good ones out there, but I mean, you know, you always want to go try to go for the best, and then you know, and then see whatever you know what you can get. You know. So aside from Christmas last year, what else have you been up to?
Well, right now I'm doing a little 30-second music video for a contest for Chihuahua. What is his name? Marshmallow? Is that how you say his name? Marshmallow? Mellow? He's that guy with the big marshmallow head and he does techno or something.
No idea. I never heard of him.
He's like, I guess, really popular, but he does the beats and then people come in and sing for him. I think this one's called Be Kind from, what is her name? I think she was dating Kristen, Dustin, Kristen, what's her name? Kristen, Twilight Chick, Violet.
The Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, she was dating this chick, and she's a singer.
Hold on, let me look her up real quick.
Anybody's name or pronounce it. That's how bad my speech is. But she did a new song called Be Kind with Marshmallow. I don't even know what I'm saying right. And so I'm doing a music video because I want to do that. And
Dylan Meyer, is that her name?
No.
Okay. That's
H. Hold on, let me check my phone. It starts with an H. I think she's pretty hot too. Let's see. Let me look her up. I'll show you what he looks like. But yeah, they're doing a contest. First prize winner is $10,000. That will help with Christmas Slasher for real. So I'm just doing these little like projects to get into things and just push, like I said, pushing Christmas Slasher out to magazines, articles, broadcasts. I have two more broadcasts next week I'm doing. And I just submitted to a couple of magazines. And then just waiting to see. Oh, yeah, and I'm top finalist at the Southeast Film Festival for my script. So that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was like, what? I was like, yes. So cool. Dang it. I'm trying to figure. Oh, there he is. No, that's not how you spell it. Spelled weird. Marshmallow? Oh, there he is. Okay, it's this guy. Let me get a picture. That guy. Can you see him?
Okay. Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, that guy.
Big marshmallow.
Yeah, and he's a DJ? Is he? Well, he's a DJ. And his, oh, that chick. Here it is. Oh, that's pretty. With her. She's a singer.
What's her name?
Halsey.
H-A, what?
Can you see it? How do you pronounce her name?
Oh, Halsey or something. Halsey? Okay.
Halsey. Okay. Yeah, she's really hot. She did this one music video. She's in a cowboy suit kind of thing. She's super hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's hot. Did you see the music video? Oh, my God. She is super cute.
No, wow. I have not.
Sorry, I'm all googly. she's hot.
Awesome. Well, good for you, dude. Yeah,
I'm doing a music video for them, and they have. It was confusing because it said they were going to pick 25 music videos to put together their music video, but only 10 are winning. And I'm like, well, what's the other ones going to get? Because I was looking at the rules and like, oh, wow, $10,000 for the first prize winner. That would be nice for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
and then just a couple, like 9 people will win like $400 and other stuff too. So I'm almost finished today. I'm just going to send it out to them. But yeah, I just been doing like these little things, these little like contests and anything that has to do with, you know, video and editing and stuff like that. Just want to practice more of my editing style.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just doing that, focusing on Christmas slasher, working out, doing therapy for my neck because, you know, that car accident I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It still hurts a little bit, but no, just that's it. And waiting for this to go away so we can start actually filming on sets because I have a couple, you know, films I got booked for too.
Great. it'll happen soon, I'm sure. You know, soon enough.
I miss being on set too.
Everybody, I think, does. Like, we're all getting like the blues. You know,
I love being on set. Even if I'm an extra, I love it. Get yummy food and just chill and do stuff. Sit around and do nothing. That's pretty much it.
Exactly.
But still, you're doing something.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for this interview. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that you didn't get a chance to share?
What did I not get? Christmas Asher there. I think that's it for now.
That's it for now? All right.
That's it for now. Just getting Christmas Asher out there. Hopefully start filming.
I definitely want to have you back on again on one of my other shows or something and chat with you some more on probably in a few months or so when yeah. things, you know, start getting back to normal, I guess, yeah. you know, and everything. But I adore having you on my show. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. How can people reach you if they'd like to be your fan?
You can reach me on Instagram at Destiny Soria. It's DestinySoria, all together, Destiny Soria. And you can't miss me. I'm like, I think the picture is me floating in the air, which I've been doing really good at editing too, photo shoots.
Nice.
I do my own editing, so I was like, that's sweet. And just submitting to magazines, so that's cool. And Twitter, Destiny Soria 1, Facebook, Destiny Soria. Yeah. Oh, and YouTube, Destiny Soria. I was like, you can't miss me. I'm there.
You're all over the place. That's great. All over the place.
Yeah.
And I mean, you are. You definitely keep up with all your pages and everything too. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I try. Like I said, I get distracted really easy just doing other things. But
yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes it's also good to take a little break every once in a while and kind of recoup. But thank you so much. I'm excited for Christmas Slasher. I can't wait to see it. Definitely send me a copy so I can review it, know, and everything when it's done.
Yes.
Especially since Nicholas will be in it and all the other
Rose. I'm like really excited because yesterday my clay animator is like, I'm almost done with your monsters. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to see what
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And I was like, oh, I can't wait. I'm like, we have to put a little bit into the teaser. So I'm like, come on, let's get this going, guys. I know it's the crazy times, but you know, just.
Well, I mean, for editing and everything, what else do people have to do? You know?
Like, yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, that sounds bad, but like, you know, we're kind of all on lockdown. So editing, they all have their stuff at their home, you know, there's no reason that people should be like, oh, I can't do that, you know, or whatever at this time.
Exactly. You know. Well, for me, I'm like going out, but I do protocol. Like I make sure I have my gloves, you know, and sanitizer and mask, but I go out and work for delivery service. So that's what I do. I have to go out. It's kind of, you know, being stuck in here. It's kind of like crazy, but if I'm doing something that's work related and I'm being cautious, then yeah, I'm pretty much going to work like on the weekends doing what's called favor delivery service. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I want to like go out and help and make money while I'm doing it, because you know people can't go out, especially older people. It's too scary for them, and they get, I guess they're the ones that get sick. Like my grandma is next door here, and she has arthritis very badly.
Right.
You make sure that, you know, we are protected before we go out in and out and stuff like that, because she's our grandma, you know. Mm-hmm. We love her, and we want to make sure she's okay. Yeah, it's really hard, but I just gotta keep getting busy.
Keep yourself busy. That's great. Thank you so much. And I look forward to interviewing you again and watching your stuff. So thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye.